Yay.
Get ready.
Welcome back.
Two fanboys and a filthy casual back at you live in the man cave. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
And this is take two.
This is take two, definitely. And I have to tell you, to our faithful audience, you should have heard the initial episode.
Man, it was so good.
Fantastic.
It was the
best. We can try to recreate it.
But... Oh, Harold, your hair is great. Yeah.
Banter. So clever.
It's just about my hair.
Oh, no. Hold on. My mom needs a key.
You know, open the house for her.
When did you turn Italian? Your mama needs a key. Your mama needs a key, Harold.
But thankfully, that phone call saved us.
I know.
From recording for a whole good hour.
Now, would we have been, how angry would we have been? Because I would have been blaming Harold the whole time. I would be like, no.
Because I didn't hit the record button.
Yeah, that's your job.
It is my job.
How long has it been since we've done this? And
you had one job.
If we're being truthful, it's been a year since we've been in this flame. I mean, I know this mainly because in this thingy, because it's been a year since I was in the hospital. But like, yeah,
oh,
this
is fine. Let's bring that up so it's not his fault.
So it's now one of. No, this is my story.
So one of the things that we were talking about is Harold's hairdo. And so we were throwing out different ideas. But Harold, I have a request for you.
Were you spending the 5 minutes we were gone looking up stuff?
I was trying to figure out the name. Harold, this is the character that I want you to dress up for a Comic-Con or something. Right?
Is that a woman?
No, dude. That's All Might.
It's not All Might. It's a new anime, or it's a manhwa.
Do you have to say it like that?
It's a manhwa.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's the Korean term for anime.
Korean
anime. I thought you were doing a manga with a schwa.
Schwa. No.
It's a fancy manga. Yeah,
when I first saw it, well, I was thinking, sitting here while you guys left, I was like, dude, that's the guy named Thomas Andre. So if you guys want to know what Harold looks like right now, look up Solo Leveling and type up the words Thomas Andre, and that's what Harold looks like. You know, almost as buff, but not as buff, you know.
We're getting there. He's getting there, for sure.
But I need to blonde my hair?
Is that what you just said, use the word blonde?
Yeah, as a verb.
Instead of bleach?
No, as dye. But let's see. Blonded my hair.
Blonded my hair.
Blonde hair.
Cool. So, like we were talking about in the other episode, we are actually here in our Moncove. It's like Manhwa.
It's Korean for man cave.
Damn it. That is it. That's officially our name for it. We don't have a name for the cave, so it's Manhwa.
Is Monquay?
Did you say Monquay? Okay, that's it. Officially, it's Monquay. By the way, the other thing that is bugging me here, because again, this is not a live video podcast, but Harold, because of his delicate condition these days, has decided that he was going to stay away from me. And
it's not staying away from you.
Hey, I'm the one with the.
This is his house, man.
This is your story. Yeah. This is your story.
I have a story right now. Okay, so shut up.
He's gonna mute your mic real quick. Hold on.
No, I don't know. He's the one who controls the.
That's right.
Even though I bought it, I still don't know how to do anything.
The technical stuff.
Yeah, so I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh well, cool. Let's go from there.
Oh, because I've decided to move to the other side of the table here.
You know, normally when we're here, Harold has the double duty of having to look at Harold and Lewis, and then look at me, look at Lewis, and look at me. But now Harold is just constantly like staring this way, and it's like halfway through the whole thing, is Harold staring at me this whole time? This is kind of uncomfortable.
Does Lewis stare at you the whole time?
Thomas Andre is. No, Lewis spends his time looking at his phone the whole time.
It helps. I'm sorry. I just can't look into your face at all the whole time, dude.
I think he's just uncomfortable. I think this is his perfect spot now, dude.
It might just be because I don't have to stare at you guys. I can choose to look to my right or to my left or just ignore either of you.
It's not choosing. It'd be preferable. Yeah,
so it's just a circle.
If we had a round table,
If only this. I still don't understand whoever created this underground bunker. Why? Why they have this?
What's under here, dude? I know.
It's solid rock.
Oh wow! Okay.
It's like I don't know why they did. If they dug it out anyway, they should have just dug it out completely. So I'll have an extra room.
It's not even like load bearing or anything, is it? There's bodies in there, man. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure.
I can imagine if one of us actually prone position lied down on top of here. We could record from that position. It'd be really weird.
Like it'd be in like a sniper position. Yeah, dude.
Looking down at us with a and mic. Then only coming in with like, like random quips just to throw us off. Like oh, just
where'd he go?
So if ever anybody listening, if you ever want to be part of the podcast, that's where we're gonna put you.
Yeah, there's plenty of space if you're willing. Lay in your stomach for an hour or so.
Technically, this place can fill like 10 people.
Yeah, five but of them.
Seven of them would be like.
And we fit like seven people in this. We did. Small
I don't know area. How we did it. Mainly because the other half of them were women.
Yeah, I was gonna say like,
and they were women. And they were not. They were not in the prone position because that would be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, but they did have to share a chair with one butt each, as opposed to we share a one chair takes a butt for us.
What's a butt for?
For pooping. Silly.
Okay, before we get into too many trivialities over here, and of course Lewis has a time constraint over here as well, what is our topic for today? Like I mentioned in the other podcast, I have no idea what the hell is going on. So I know Harold, you have some poopery, and then I think Lewis is going to be jumping off with our episode today.
My poopery is just going to be a real quick personal poopery. I just need to get this off of my chest.
Which is, you know, where we usually get
the poop is, yes.
Poop is, yes.
Located.
You got to pay extra for poop on your chest, dude.
What? Off
of your chest, bro.
Okay.
But yesterday, so when you guys hear this a couple of days ago, I had to, you know, I'm a supportive family member. Anytime any of my sister's kids or my parents are involved in things, they inevitably asked me to come and support them for it. And yesterday,
the support include berating them with
after the fact
expletives and everything.
Oh no, not for this. Well, that's just in sports.
Okay, gotcha.
In terms of performance wise, my mom made my niece part of her church. What do you call it again? The Easter ceremony.
Okay.
What's the other word for it again? The passion play.
So
her church group has a passion play, and it's like very long. It's somewhat musical, but then they also just project stuff on their the projector so you can follow along because it's not in English, and it was, you know, pretty
good Latin.
It is in Tagalog.
Oh, Tagalog. Gotcha.
Yeah. So it was
Jesu Cristo.
No, it's just Cristo, 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 Cristo. That's literally the one guy's song. Was
Paco, Paco. Wait, wait, wait. Let's try to translate. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Nail, nail, nail. Okay, it doesn't have the same.
It doesn't have the same okay, just efficiency. Checking. But like, so I already have a condition where it's hard for me to sit in a chair. And to sit in a pew at our church is very painful in general. So for 3 hours, I was sitting in this pew. Quietly sulking and crying at the same time. Also crying because Jesus Christ was being murdered on my screen in front of me here. But
wow.
Yeah. But it was one of those things where it was one of those things where I don't know why my mom asked my niece to do her part, because her part is just like an angel, and it's like, hey, there's an angel. One of four that have no speaking lines. So for 4 hours we had to wait for her four scenes of standing in the background. And then she was telling me, she goes, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know if I want to do the next. She's doing the show today, but she's like, I don't know if I want to do the next big show. She's like, have you ever had to wait around for a show for 5 hours? And I was like, I was a performer for over a decade. There are way longer shows and worse shows that I've had to stand around and do nothing. And
sit through, yeah. Okay.
And
to be fair, you were never an angel.
No, no, no. I was always the background as a flame or something random, you know.
Tree.
I used to always tell her, I was like, when we used to do our PCNs, I would never have a big part, but I would just show up and be like, hey, you know, I'm here. And then 5 hours later, I'm like, oh, God, I'm still here. At least half of those shows they are paying me for it. But so my complaint basically is that, you know, my mom is the convincer of all convincers because she got my niece to do that part. She got my niece to also do an Easter thing a few years ago where she fell out of an egg and sang. And then she convinced my other niece and my other two nephews to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to stand in the background at Easter Sunday.
Wow. Okay. That's dedication, man.
Yeah. So I was trying to, you know.
Would you say that's Easterific?
Yes. But my nephew was like, I didn't understand the thing that was happening. I was like, you understand that this is, you go to this school, by the way. And I was like, you understand that the guy that just died is Jesus, right? He was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you feel nothing? He was like, yeah, it was okay. I was like, all right, cool, man. So, yeah, that's just my thing. Yep. Is
nice.
Passion plays. But I didn't get into the whole, you should see the passion plays in the Philippines.
Yeah, dude, right? Like, this time of year, it gets a little graphic. Speaking of, yeah, that's insane. Tangent, but yeah, it's funny because
did you want your niece to be like flailed? And
no, I wanted her at least have
down
a
prosite or whatever.
I was going to say, if she's going to have like a prominent part or anything, but it was all because my mom's church group is all old people. So, you know, old.
Yeah.
And then teenagers.
Always good. I mean, that's yeah.
Oh, also, I needed to point this out, and my sister is such a dick for doing this. Is there was a lady in front of us who was trying to record the crucifixion scene. Yikes. And she was recording it for a good 10 minutes. And my sister texted me in the middle of it and goes, this lady has been pointing her camera at the thing. She did not hit the record button.
Oh, the irony.
Well,
for 10 minutes.
Wonder how that feels.
We wouldn't know, right?
Like, imagine we're 10 minutes and then not hitting the record button.
My arm would have gotten sore by then. Like, oh God.
But you know, Filipino's dedication to recording stuff. Oh,
yeah,
for sure, dude.
Yeah, but wait, 10-minute crucifixion?
Right?
Yeah,
dude, say,
damn. Well, also, they needed the setup because it was like
is that
really,
canon or? You know, I don't know, dude.
It's really technical. They were like, I was like,
I'm
okay.
I'm pretty sure they use the, as I said, paco, paco, paco. Not canon.
There was no cannon. Dude, imagine if they shot Jesus with a cannon while he was up there. Like they put
and this just
took a left turn.
Any Catholics that we have just left the podcast.
I mean, it's a tangent, Dan, but I think we do, again, I don't know if it's teetering on inappropriateness, but I would love to have a discussion on like the passion plays and the other stuff, the traditions that we do in the Philippines. We're not experts. I'm not an expert, but last time I was there during Easter, during Lent, I mean, yeah, dude, it gets intense. Like I've never been there I haven't been there during this time of year. Since I was young, but like some of the stuff that I saw on TV live or walking down, what's that old church? Antipolo or so one of those. It's intense, dude. Like, you know, yes, the Philippines, I think, again, maybe it's just rumor or dumb Facebook, stuff being spread around, but like we're supposedly the second most Catholic or third up there, like right behind the Vatican for the number of just, like, Catholics and whatnot. But yeah, dude, like our folks are just raising that generation and they're super intense, which is ironic because I was going to segue to my son who I actually haven't explained some of the Lenten Easter stuff.
Well, I'm glad he's learning it from school, right?
Yeah. Sorry, public school kid up until high school. So now he's just like, he died on a Friday. I was like, yes, please ask me now before you embarrass yourself at school. Ask me or your mom. We'll Google it. We'll find something out. Please don't do it.
You can watch a movie.
Well, you just tell him Solomon Grundy died on a Monday.
You can show him the passion. I think he'd be.
I think he's at that age where he'd appreciate the passion, I guess. Yeah, but it has subtitles, so I'm not sure. He's also that age of like.
He's saying because he went to a public school, he doesn't know how to read.
No, he's just a 15-year-old who doesn't care to read.
Is that Superman?
Right, exactly. But he did. I mean, he did sit through the subtitles of Godzilla Minus One, so maybe he will.
He needs to see Godzilla getting crucified.
I know it's not one to one. I'm so sorry. We're upsetting like all the Catholics today.
Look, if you were able to watch John Wick, right. You know, he should be able to watch.
The it's the same amount of violence. Yeah.
God, you're right, dude.
I'm pretty sure there was more in the same like stabbing to the hand.
Yeah, just the same amount of blood spilled and chemicals. Yeah,
except it was more fanciful when John Wick does it.
Yeah.
Because when he's about to, you know, he does it all stylized before the fist comes down onto somebody's hand to pierce it, as opposed to just
Yeah, so if you want to watch a Easter, if you want to listen to an Easter special,
yeah,
this, let us know.
If you want to watch an Easter special, watch John Wick.
Well, yeah, either John Wick or Charlie Brown, either one.
It's the same thing, right?
Same thing.
You get the same message. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
He did some stuff.
He's back.
With a vengeance.
He's back.
Somebody hurt his dog.
I will always, oh my gosh. I like that. That the
my
passion.
God, I can't believe we're still going. But okay, let's go. Let's go. No, let's go. Let's go. We can do this.
Go. What do these guys?
Like, it's so funny. Sorry. I know when The Passion came out, Mel Gibson's movie came out years ago. Yes, like it was a very intense, visceral movie, but the ending always like makes me chuckle because the way that they filmed it, it always made me feel like it was a freaking Michael Bay movie. Because obviously, if you know your Bible stories or if you've even seen the movie, like it ends with him rising. It doesn't show him rise. It doesn't show him getting up. But like they do like a little shadow play where like it's the cave and there's a shadow of a figure and then directed by Mel Gibson. I'm like, what just happened? Like, if you're a casual fan, God, I can't believe I just said that.
If you're a casual fan of Catholicism,
if you're like agnostic and you're like teetering,
if you're
a listener of ours and you're like, you know,
if you're one of those twice a year Catholics.
But it always made me chuckle because, like, the whole movie, like, the one time I saw it in theaters was with my, of course, with everybody back. When did this movie come out?
2004.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, I went with my mom and the Catholic and the Filipino group at our church. And everybody was, like, most of them were crying because, of course, it's a very intense movie. And then that last scene. And I'm like, all I was waiting for was, like, Linkin Park.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to be like,
directed by Michael Bay.
In this farewell, mercy comes.
Anyway, sorry. A great movie, visceral. Again,
why did you make this the Easter episode?
I don't know. It might just be, man. It is lit, but
eggs,
anyway.
Right? What's the deal with eggs?
Fish.
I'm so sorry. We came in here with a plan.
Well, we can talk about the best fish fillet sandwich. Yeah.
while you're looking for somewhere to eat on Fridays,
all of a sudden it becomes a Food Network channel.
Where to eat on Lenten Fridays?
Yeah. Sorry,
Del Taco.
Sorry, didn't mean to take a left turn on that one. But yeah.
Speaking of which, I was so disappointed with Island Pacific. Island Pacific, step up your game because they grilled my squid. On the outside, but the inside was still raw.
Okay. Well, at least you know they're supporting their own community.
Oh, bro, no one was all the Filipinos. I was the judgmental Catholic dude. They were like, "I'll have the crispy pata and the dinuguan." I'm like, "Really, for Jesus? Really?"
Shame on you, lady.
Don't you know how close the church is from here? Either of you seafood cities, there's a church within half a block.
You're right. I am with you there. I don't mean to like, I mean, I can't tell if anybody's Filipino or Catholic, but yeah, when we go out for Fridays and like I see them, there's a line at like the Korean barbecue, I'm like,
obviously, if you're from Mindanao.
No, anytime somebody, one of my friends will be like, hey, let's have dinner on a Friday during Lent, I'm like, all right. Let's see what the choice is going to be. The number one thing isn't sushi. I know.
You're one of those.
Two-day Catholics.
You're not even going to respect the one day that you go? It's just 8 weeks of, you know, Filet-O-Fishes and...
Why is Macho Man getting mad at me?
I was going to tell you. The hair is trailing it, dude.
Don't you know?
Hold on. I need to transform real quick. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this correctly. Sorry, I transformed. I put on my Dr. Disrespect sunglasses.
That's the other one. Okay, it's Nick Cage. Or Dr. Disrespect over here.
Also, my dad took the other. I got these, like, buy one, get one. And my dad was like, I'm going to take the other pair. I was like, cool. And then I looked at him. I was like, you look like a douche. And then I looked at myself and I was like, I look cool. I was like, Dad, you need a mullet. I was like, your hair is nice and flowy now, but now that it's white.
Yeah. It used to be a douche when you wore these things, but the mullet just envelops it in
a nice package. It's my package is nice, but like you know, I've gone from admitting being classy or attempting, it was like an attempted class, I guess, to be like, I can be full on dirtbag and be fine with it. And I actually had a discussion with my friend. We're not going to do our topic today. We're just going to go off. We're going off the rails.
We're just going to talk. We're just going to talk.
But one of my friends, we remember how last week when we were recording, I was like, oh, I'm talking to one of my friends. And she was trying to get into deep conversations. And I was literally just like, or we can talk about how I have this obsession with, I'm going to purge all the stuff in my closet and I'm going to go Albert Einstein and just have the same outfit every day for the, like, pretty much different variations of the same outfit, but different sneakers, different sweater, different sunglasses. So it'll be the same. I'm going to be wearing black on black, but with different variations.
I like it. It's working, bro. It's working. Because
that's what I've moved on to, guys.
It plays. It works, dude. Yeah.
I mean, at least you found that one thing that you can do. I'm still trying to figure out my style. So,
I mean, your gym style is pretty dope. Like,
wow,
the Popeye shirt.
I want to see this.
The Popeye shirt.
The Popeye shirt plays.
Popeye
bro.
Shirt at the gym.
You have a Popeye shirt. I have three Popeye shirts, bro.
But like him flexing with the tattoo, and I'm like, damn. It's cold, bro. Because when you see that, you're like, I need that. I need to be Papa right now. It's like,
did you say Papa or Papa? I said Papa. Papa.
Hey, you want to talk about your issues too? Today too, man. I mean,
also
already,
the fact
you already talked about your mom.
I know why you're next to me and you call yourself Papa, bro.
Lift Papa. Lift hard Papa. It's like, woo, woo, woo.
It's big Popeye pump over there. Jeez.
Big Papa pump.
Also, the proximity to all the gyms and like all the food places that I actually like is really annoying, bro.
It is, dude.
Like the fact that there's a Popeyes down the street from where me and Dennis go.
Oh,
and
then there's a Popeyes and a KFC.
There's a KFC within parking lot distance.
You walk outside and you make a left, like right there.
And then if you look to the right, there's a McDonald's.
And right in front, there's a pretty damn good taco place.
And there's also a ramen place where I park in handicap. So it's like every time people think I'm pulling up to eat at the ramen place, I'm like, no, my handicap butt is going to work out. So eventually I could eat at the ramen place. Also, that sub place is the greatest.
I need names, man. You're like, you're leaving me. Stop gatekeeping, dude.
The sub place is like Balboa Sub or something.
Okay, so it's actually a mom and pop kind of thing?
Yeah, but
okay.
They have one of these subs that it's like pastrami with taco meat on top of it.
Yo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called. It is one of the Dennis's brow being furrowed right now.
I'm trying to imagine that.
I was like, I think for now we should probably avoid that. But if we work out hard enough, we can enjoy
it. You can earn it. You can earn it. You can
We can share one sandwich and meet in the middle.
So what was our topic for today?
They just broke me real quick. Hold on.
Sharing sandwiches.
Is it like a foot long at least?
Give him some time. No, it's going to be a 3-inch sandwich. One bite.
Why delay the inevitable? You know? Yeah. just let it be. Let it happen.
There's no use in foreplay.
Instant gratification right there, bro.
Yeah, we've known each other for 30 years. We might, you know,
it's fine. It's fine.
I'll get straight to it.
Your wife's cool with it.
We were talking about dieting, so, you know, that's less calories that you consume right there.
That's great, dude. Yeah, I still want to see a picture of Dennis in his Popeye shirt because, like, I can imagine the other dudes. It's just like when we used to play ball. And like when they see you pull up, it's like, oh, that's a shooter. I'm like, no, he just wears glasses, dude. So when you pull up to the gym in the Popeye shirt, like, oh, that guy lifts, dude. That guy lifts heavy. I'm like, also, no, he's just a dad.
One of the things that kind of feel bad about purging my closet was I saw our old basketball jersey.
Oh, you still have them, dude?
Yeah, and I was like, should I?
Like, where?
Like, I can frame them? What are we doing?
But should I get rid of it?
No.
No, I can't. I still have mine, too, somewhere.
It's missing a bunch of letters. It just says EN.
Oh, okay. Because
iron them at your old apartment. Yeah, if I remember correctly.
We ironed those in 2002.
Your girlfriend at the time. Those iron-ons are still there. The template is still in your closet somewhere.
Yeah.
What we did with bro college students.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, going through it, it's like the whole letting go. And, you know, I was like, okay, I don't know if I should get rid of some of this stuff. Like, I have a Bone Thugs and Harmony shirt that only appeals to, like, 5 people.
That's a collectible now, dude.
You can give it to Lewis's son or your...
Yeah, or even your nephew or maybe your niece. I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, if anybody in general wants to go through my stuff that I'm getting rid of. It's a lot of douchey stuff, but you know, there's a Street Fighter shirt.
Oh, that's perfect. My son will come over then. That's fine.
Yeah, and it should fit his big head. I don't know, man. But this also, remember, these are the shirts that I'm kind of getting rid of because I lost one of the X's on the shirts. So, you know, it went from a 2X to a 1X.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's
okay.
What I mean. Yes.
I thought the design.
Yeah. No. I thought you lost an ex-girlfriend over it.
I thought you're saying I lost a chromosome or something.
Like, oh.
I mean, you know.
You mean it's okay. Manwa.
Well, add it to over here, right?
I love the fact that that word is in your head now. Like
it's just Manquave. Manwa.
The Manwa Quav. Forever and ever.
Speaking of your son's head, I think that's an episode that...
in itself, yeah. In itself,
because, man, that... Can we talk about...
yeah, let's talk about the teenagers' hairstyles nowadays.
Yeah, what is going on with that?
I'm not sure, dude. Like,
It's getting floofier and floofier every single time.
They're like Q-tips, dude. They're like walking like big old Q-tips.
Welcome to old people complaining about young people.
Complaining about the youth and talking about church.
See what you started, Harold?
This is what happens when we're live. When we're together, we just want to talk crap.
Forget a topic, dude. Yeah.
We'll save the topic for next time.
Yeah,
but like watching your kids' games, and obviously not Dennis' kids' games because they don't have fades. Unless they do.
She thankfully like keeps it in a nice tight ponytail, which I like. I appreciate that.
But like, you know... complaining that we're old and stuff, the length of the shorts still confounds me in that John Stockton is apparently alive and well.
Hey, man.
And also that none of them have heard of daily hair or weekly haircuts like we had, where it was like, hey, somebody has a house. Let's go cut our hair at that house real quick because it's like a two right now. And then now I don't see any kids without, like, even my nephew, he considers his hair short. But it's like longer than mine, except for the back. I mean, obviously my mullet's longer than his hair, but yeah. And my dad keeps doing the whole like, you look like a beetle. And I'm like, Dad, your hair is worse than his. But, you know, you're old, so you can do it.
What if you meant by an insect? Yeah.
Yeah. He's got eight legs. Eight legs? No, they're not arachnids, are they? Wow. Six. Sace.
Welcome to
four. They got
welcome
four.
Welcome to Harold's Wild Kingdom.
What if we did an animal show? It's like, hey, what is that?
Steve Irwin, he is not.
Let me count how many legs it got. It's a millipede. Really? No, it's a centipede.
How do you know the difference?
The amount of legs.
Okay, just
check. But like from an eyeball, they all smash the same. Smash?
What?
As in destroy. Smash as in verbal.
Whoa. I'm so sorry. Harold's Wild Kingdom.
Centipede's gone wild.
Oh, dude. But yeah, going back to the hair, because like the other day I did watch their volleyball game and I sat up in the bleachers. It was after the game was already over and I was watching the varsity boys. And from the back, they literally all look like copy and paste, which I know, I get it, ironically. 20, 30 years ago when I was in high school, my mom probably said the same thing. Like, oh, everybody has the same high fade. But I kind of miss it, dude. Like, you're right, age. Actually, thankfully, so that's part of the tradition that still holds on. Just the other weekend, he actually has a friend who cuts everybody's hair. So I'm like, oh, great. So that's still...
There's still a kid.
It's still alive.
There's always that guy.
There's still that guy. But they don't cut fades. They literally just went, nyeh. I'm like, what? And it's the best part, dude, because like they'll say, hey, Dad, you like my haircut? I'm like, where? Like, what did we cut? Did we like wish for a haircut? I don't get it. Even worse, though, is another occasion a few months ago. We paid like $40 for a haircut. And then like, oh, I like it, Dad. It looks like nice. They don't call it a fade. It's a taper.
A taper.
Like, yeah. It's a taper. It's like, again, where, dude? Like, did I just pay $40 for like a wishful thinking?
It was like, he got the haircut like Coming to America. Just cut off his tail and like,
turn it out. He's just gonna wiggle like, ah, God, where's my hair? But I don't know, man. Yeah, it's killing me. At least the young women and girls are still, at least in ball, they nice to keep a nice tight ponytail and looks organized. But yeah, he's like, all of your nephews, like after a quarter of playing basketball, they look like wet mops out there, dude. Because it's just like the hair is matted and it's like, I'm trying to tell him, like, maybe if you cut it, you might run a little faster, maybe jump a little quicker. I don't know. I'm trying to convince anything out of anywhere. But anyway, yeah. Youth.
I played a game with a couple of my the people where I work. I was like, okay, which one of these people woke up And forgot to fix their hair, and which one
and rolled out of bed
actually
styled it.
And the funny part is you can't tell the difference. it's I'm looking at it going, man, that, and you'd hear, oh, that takes about an hour to get it like that. And I'm like, really? Really, dude. Because if I decide not to brush my hair, I'd look exactly the same.
Yeah, but your hair looks good, though, you know?
Yeah, you got dad hair, man. At least you have, like, nice locks.
The kids are going for Dennis's hair.
It sadly is, dude.
But he has a better version of their hair.
Because it's trained already.
Bro. Yeah, it's coiffed.
Manois.
Oh, which, by the way, I know you guys talk about your barbers and everything, because I am in limbo in terms of my hairstylist. I decided to go to Northridge. I found right next to my boba place called Ice Bar. There's a Manwa haircut place.
No, that's not what it's called, is it really?
No, I'm just using. Oh.
Wow,
I'm falling for anything right now. I was like, wait, what?
But the place is called Ice Bar.
Okay,
but
yeah, I'm gonna look that up real quick. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's I was there, and I felt really bad because you know how normally they whatever they call it, that cape that they give you to prevent like the hair mm-hmm. coming mm-hmm. through. Instead of a cape, they actually gave you like a jacket of sorts, but it was one size fits all. So I put on this jacket. I'm like, yeah.
You're not the one size?
Not that one size. Oh. And so the guy's like, we'll make do. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you.
One size fits everybody but Dennis.
Well, if you look at all the, it looked like all the K-pop people that Kurja likes. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it turns out that might be my new haircut place for now. So
there you go, dude.
You know, every time I think of the you know, we talked about the guy that cut your hair and stuff. We ever tell you about that story when we cut Dennis's hair in Long Beach?
No, I don't think I.
So one of the greatest things I ever heard in my life was my sister, remember she went to Long Beach back in the 90s for college, apparently. And she asked me and Dennis and our other buddies to do a PCN over there. And the night before the PCN, we're like, we should cut our hair so we look nice and clean for these college kids. Well, they're at Dennis's age already. And then, me and the other guy were like younger. And then we're like, okay, let's do our fades in the bathroom. Not even thinking about where are we going to put the hair. We're like, oh, there's a towel right here. We'll just gather all the hair on this towel. And the next morning, you just hear some young lady scream, oh my god, and there was hair all over. She's like, I got hair on my towel, what happened? And we're like, we couldn't even say anything. We said, she's like, I'm sorry. She's so mad at, dude, I think she is her kids go to the same church. I think they go to that school, and we shouldn't really be like, hey, I don't know if you remember this, but when we were in college, that's the hair that was on your towel.
Did your hair fall off?
Did it all of a sudden come in clumps of short dude hair? Because, yeah, I think about that all the time just because it was one of the, like, not funniest things, but it was like one of the.
There's only a few things that Harold regrets. You know, that's one of them.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, the same night, and this is how great my memory is, was Dennis trying to teach me and the other guy how to play Magic the Gathering.
Which failed miserably.
We failed. And then after we were playing Magic the Gathering, we're like, we should cut our hair.
On that note, we should play Magic the Gathering.
Well, it's pretty much the way I try to teach Lewis, except he doesn't want to cut hair because.
Yeah, like, no.
Yeah, it's like when I attempted to give your brother a mullet, which, you know, I failed miserably.
So, want to know something really funny? That place, the Bao's haircut in Panorama City.
Yeah.
So when the whole fade thing happened, was happening, I didn't, unlike Harold, I didn't have a cool friend that cut his own hair. So I was looking for a place that did it. I didn't know what to say and anything like that. So I decided to take my brother to get a haircut. And I guess at that point, they didn't know what that was either. So I tried to describe it. And they did a fade, but they didn't do the transition from the fade to the top.
Ooh.
So it literally looked like he had a mushroom head.
A step, yeah. Ooh, ouch. Oh, God.
And the lady was like, is it good? I looked at it like, yeah.
It's fine. That'll do. That'll do.
And went home my mom's side. And my mom was so pissed off at me that she brought me and my brother back there. It was like yelling at the lady. And I was like, he said that's how he wanted it to be.
Probably would have looked cool. Ever tell you when I got a fade in the Philippines? The lady didn't have razors.
Yikes.
So she used scissors to fade my hair?
Ayo.
Yeah.
Oh, scissors. Okay.
Yes. She didn't scissor me to fade my hair. But
she's, that's extra.
Yeah. In the Philippines. But in the Philippines, it's only like 50 pesos.
It's like a dollar.
Yeah. Because like we stayed at that guy's house, the dance teacher's house, then, and next door, literally next door was a salon and a like a liquor store kind of deal. So upstairs,
I'm sorry,
yeah, it's a combined. It's a combined. In the, you know, in the Philippines,
you don't even have to think about it.
Yeah,
in the Philippines,
every business has like two businesses, right? So downstairs is a liquor store. On top of that was a thing where I can get my hair dyed. And then the lady, we were telling the lady, we're like, okay, this is how I want my haircut. She goes, I don't have a razor. Can I try with scissors? And I was like, I would love to see this lady. And she did it, and I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. It wasn't like a zero, it was like a two, but you know, for having only scissors and only costing me $2 to get my haircut, which is, you know, one of the great things you have to look forward to.
Yes.
Because after you spend all that money to get there,
at least enjoying ourselves there will like, be cheap. Yeah, I get it.
$3 for my haircut and massage.
Oh bro, go for every like go last time I went there, I went for a haircut, ear cleaning, like a pedicure and manicure. The whole works, dude.
It's like $10 US.
Oh, I spent like $9.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I got my hair dyed. This is the last recent time. I got my hair dyed. I got my mani-pedi. And then I got, you know, their version of a massage, which is just a guy shaking you from the back like you stole something. And I think it was like $6.
That's incredible, dude. I love the exchange rate. Yeah, but real quick to Dennis's story earlier. But like, I think bad haircuts when you're young, especially if you're a Filipino, I think it's just, what do they say in Spider-Man? Like, it's a canon event. Every kid has to go through it. Every kid has to go to school with a bad haircut, and everybody has to make one of them, especially for Filipino kids. Yeah, my son just went through it. My eldest, I think, thankfully he was...
Wait, your son's choice, by choice.
No, actually, that's the funny part, dude. He's like, he came home all mad, like, yeah, my friend messed up. It looks so bad. I'm like, it looks just like it did the other week, man. I don't get it. But see, whatever.
At
dude.
Least they're here.
Is that why he just like let it like floofy?
I'm
floofy?
Not yet. Seriously, again, floofy is a good word for it.
I don't think people understand why I wear hats all the time. I used to wear hats all the time. It's because I was so lazy to either cut my hair, or if I was cutting my own hair at the time, I'd see a mistake and I'd be like, it's hat day. It's like... You know,
did you have a lot of bad hair days then?
Apparently,
you have like 500 hats,
according to
dude.
The hats I've had, it's at least one bad day, a bad haircut a week.
Yeah, yeah.
For the past 10 years.
I mean, incredible collection though of hats. So,
but not anymore.
I still have the hats.
You gotta let it flow, dude. Though, dude.
Yeah. Well, now, whoa.
Don't,
okay.
Don't be ashamed.
To be honest, my hair looks way cooler now that when I put a hat on, that little thing, like there's hair underneath it. And I was like, when I saw Lou come in today with a hat on, and I was like, damn, it looks cool because it's like he's bald, you know, but there's a hat because, you know, he had the fade.
Yeah.
But like with me, I'm like, oh.
We got a little ducktails.
Yeah,
now,
technically I could ponytail this thing now. It's kind of gross.
You should, dude.
No. Steven Seagal, bro.
No, you have to.
That's trying.
The next step.
No, because apparently our barber is just like, no. It's spring, like springtime and summertime is coming up. You need to trim it a little bit. And I was like, no.
No, maybe we can get one of our followers. She knows who she is. She can probably cornrow you up, dude.
How about no? Because it'll only be the corner of the back of my head. That's
yes,
that is so gross,
yes,
dude. That is so nasty.
Corner over the back of your head down.
If anybody wants to see Harold with cornrows, please hit us up.
You know exactly who you are. If you're listening, message me.
The top is going to look like the Cynthia doll from Rugrats.
She knows exactly who she is. Harold needs you. It's our friend from college.
In more ways than one.
Hey. Whoa, yeah, what?
We partied together.
Hey, yo, hello.
Sorry.
She also partied with my ex, so maybe don't hang out. Don't ask my ex to come out.
She's cool. She's cool.
Yes. My ex or the friend?
The
mutual friend, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so since we've gone topicless today, we're going to go to the other
whoa,
topic.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, topicless.
Yeah, he's wearing a Popeye shirt, man. I know. You can't do that at the gym anymore, man.
I was told not to, bro.
That's lunk alarm, bro. I know it's judgment-free zone, but man, no.
When they saw that shirt come in, they were just like, hold on.
I'm going to judge you real
somebody
quick.
Hit the lights real quick. Somebody hit the lights. Easier. Then we wanted to talk about how... for one of our faithful listeners and one of our good friends for giving us some gifts this week.
Oh, yeah, dude. Let's give them a shout out real quick. Yeah.
And we can also discuss the gifts and see what they really mean to us.
Oh, true. Let's do it. Yeah. So shout out to our faithful listener, El Mooney.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. And thank you for the gifts that you kind of dropped off. I have to tell you, Lewis, Harold is not going to be receiving his gift. I have decided. To bogart it until Mullet Harold does not deserve McGruber.
No, he's already got enough going on for him, man.
It's who I'm patterning my look after as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, that's why it's too much. It's too close. It's too close.
You want to give you too much power, man.
He has the same sunglasses just like these. He looks like this.
I like the fact that we're waiting for it because nobody else can actually know what he is, bro.
We know what's gonna happen.
They can't hear me putting on my glasses.
Actually, there's an article. Yeah, so thanks, Moon. A couple of things that we got, at least for Lewis, you got him a diddly squat.
Yeah, it was
good. I can give you one of them if you want to, but I did get a couple
like
of
a consolation.
Yeah, I did get a couple of Jean-Claude Manoir. Jean-Claude Manoir.
That's the new name of the game, bro.
He's a Korean Van Damme.
One of the ones that I'm really excited about is it does have the Street Fighter movie. So.
Ooh.
You know,
what other movies are on there?
Lethal Weapon 1, 2, and 3. No, it's the. It's the Jean Claude Van Damme version of it. I forget. I'll have to
look it up.
I'll have to look it up. But yeah, there's 4 in that. What's Bloodsport Part 2?
The Quest.
So that one and The Quest. Those are the two.
Wow, dude.
Those are the two that
You're
I'm so excited
fast
about.
To answer that,
dude. When The Quest came out, who were the only two people in the movie theater watch that movie?
Yeah, you okay. Not me, dude.
No, when we went to the theater, there's only like 4 other people, and they were just like. How are you guys missing out on this? And then when we watched it, I was like, you guys were missing out on the greatest thing. James Bond tried to steal some, like a giant statue. It's crazy.
The other one that I really did enjoy is that for the listeners, I am a huge Voltus 5 fan. Mm-hmm. I've always, I used to have an original version of it. Unfortunately, some terrible people in the Philippines stole it. I've always wanted to get the figurines for it, but I did get a Voltus 5 mug. That is my part of my mug collection now, so thank you very much for that. And of course, Harold got the long awaited, and Harold, want to tell everybody what it is?
I got a Blu-ray high def version of MacGruber. And I've talked about this movie.
You talked about it a few times, but we've never done it like a deep dive.
Because Lewis has never seen it.
Dennis, have you ever seen?
Never. That's
okay,
why I'm keeping
it. You should hold on to it. You guys should probably watch this movie. It is one of the most random things I've ever seen in my life.
Who's the actor?
Will Forte.
Oh, then no.
He's good.
Isn't he the guy at Mad TV? He's a really, really great.
That's Michael McDonald, according to Steve.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
The greatest comedian ever.
How God. Dare you? I know that was like 20 something years ago. Oh, God, dude.
Harold just got triggered.
I'm still
Thank
mad
you.
At the guy.
Thank you.
You know, I know exactly where he said it to. He said it in the backyard next to a pool, and I wanted to throw him in the pool. And, you know.
Whose house was that? I think I was there.
No, yeah.
Was it a FOSA party?
It was Mike's house.
Okay. I just remember you were so mad that night.
It was a nighttime party that we were just hanging out. And then he's like, you know who's better than Will Ferrell? Michael McDonald. I was like, excuse me? He's like, you know the guy? He does that thing. And I was like, I'll kill you right now. I know you're a Jeet Kune Do master, but I want to rip your throat out. This is why I love... But ripping your throat out is a move that MacGruber does. And that's why I think you'll appreciate this movie. Okay, let me try to sell MacGruber real quick to you guys. Cameos.
What was the last time you sold something to me?
The Popeye shirt.
The gym.
The gym. Yeah. I did sell
Look
you
Look at
on
you going to the gym by yourself now.
You're right.
This has been a bad week. Like, the past 2 weeks have been terrible in terms of, like, my gym consistency. I'm trying.
It's all right.
I was going to go this morning, but, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff. People making me do stuff. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to go on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, I want to go on a Sunday morning too, but you know.
It's your rest day, Ned. It's your rest day.
Yeah, Jesus rested on the cross.
Yeah, like I went full circle. Back to Easter, guys.
Well, okay, so MacGruber.
What's called Black Saturday?
Yo.
That's a Friday.
No.
It's March, dude.
That's what I'm saying. We're so mixed up with this whole thing that we might as well just jumble together.
That's true. Because we have no idea where we're going. All right, MacGruber. Will Forte, a guy. It's a sketch from, you know, an old SNL sketch.
Yeah, that I do remember. Yeah.
Mad TV, gotcha.
Mad TV, yeah. So it just angered me even more. But like, the cameos by old WWE wrestlers.
Okay, I just got bored.
That's all I can tell it on right now. He rips people's throat out. There's random sex. So probably not watch it with your kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the warning. Why don't you go grab the
thing?
Because there's no way for me to watch.
Get it out of his house. Get it out of his house. Get this filth out of his house during Lent, Harold. How dare you?
It'd be a great Lenten movie.
Yeah.
What?
Because Val Kilmer's in it.
Look, what you can do is I can give it to you, and then you can lend it to me later on.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
He lent it to me?
Lent it to me.
You can see it. How'd you get it? Oh, he lent it. When? 40 days, 40 nights. Oh, God,
no. All right, so what else? So we got MacGruber. There was one more that I was kind of looking forward to see your enthusiasm
the best
for.
One. The best one is, I have to find, I think it's a DVD. I have to check. I don't know if I have a DVD player anywhere.
It'll play on a Blu-ray.
Does it? Okay, cool. Yeah. It is a season one of Airwolf.
Woo!
I don't know.
Explain it for the kids, man. Okay. Because we have some younger
gen. Well, see, here's the thing. I was going to use, it's like a Knight Rider with a helicopter. But you can't. You can't.
You said kids are like, what the, a Knight Rider?
What is a Knight Rider? Is it... Wait, is it like a horse with a? Okay, so for those people, for the young ones that are still for some reason listening to this random episode, Knight Rider used to be about a movie or a TV show about a very popular German singer who drives around a car. And the power of this car is that it went really, really fast. It is a pretty much rocket proof almost, and it has what we call the turbo boost, which can make
amazing.
It jump.
God.
So it's amazing. And so that's what made this cool. And so somebody decided, my God, somebody made a really cool show about a black car that, you know, that is invincible. They were like,
and solves crime.
Let's make a helicopter.
Yes.
That's it. That's the whole thing. And for some reason, you were able to find, just like Aquaman, you were always able to find a situation where there's water.
Where there's a helicopter necessary.
Yeah. This one is, for some reason, every crime that happened, they required a stealth helicopter.
Oh, thank goodness there's a helipad here. Yes.
What would we do without you, helipad?
Oh, thank God, there's a flat surface. Yes.
I can't believe there's a fjord here.
Oh, I gotta watch one of these episodes again. Is it stream? I mean, I know you have the DVD.
No, it's not.
Oh, see, that's how like
I still like
it's a rare beauty, dude.
The setup is still beautiful for me. However, how Dennis got this one is because when Moon was literally like, "I have a copy of Airwolf. Who do you think would want it?" And right away in my head, I heard the theme song playing, but it's the theme song playing with Dennis singing it. Because sometimes when we drive, or sometimes when Dennis is like. Yeah, like, you know, gym music. It's like, I have the Airwolf soundtrack on. And I'm just like,
do you really?
No.
Oh, no. I was like, rocking the Popeye shirt.
Where were we? We were driving one place one time, and Dennis is like, yeah, you know, sometimes you just want to hear the Airwolf theme song. And then, like, in my head, I was just like, I can't picture it coming out of the TV, but I can picture Dennis singing.
It, It's like, classic.
But it's Dennis's voice coming out of Ernest Borgnine's mouth.
Not even reason. Jan Michael.
Not Jan Michael Vincent.
No. I was going to call it Jan Michael Jansen. It's Jan Michael Vincent, my man.
Oh, that's the lead singer also. Oh, with
of the Manwa band.
Of the band Airwolf. Airwolf.
There's an umlaut somewhere there.
It's funny because like, I don't know if you guys... Do you guys watch Rick and Morty? Because there's a whole episode on Jan Michael Vincent, like making fun of it. So like, yeah, if anything, again, young listeners out there, yeah, it's the guy that they make fun of in that one episode of Rick and Morty is the guy piloting this. The helicopter wasn't sentient like Kit was.
No, of course no, not. It, no.
Oh, of course not. How dare
come
you?
On, that would just be copyright infringement.
That would just be silly.
This is completely silly. Different.
This is preposterous.
What the hell? Get out. Get out of my manwa. I mean, mankawa.
Get out of my mankawa?
Mankawa. Whatever we're calling this.
I'm going to pitch in for a neon of that. I don't know how to spell it yet. We're going to get a neon
we'll
sign.
Figure out.
There's an umlaut over there.
So there's umlauts over every letter.
Not even just the vowels. Just it's like, how do you pronounce that? You know.
Oh, you don't you know.
You just have to know. It's like Stefan from that SNL sketch. It's just where everybody goes, you know. Airwolf, yeah. So very that time of the 80s was just magical. Like, was there, Harold, remind me, because didn't Hulk Hogan try to do something like that, but with a boat? No.
It's called Thunder in Paradise.
That's yep. it, yes.
Thunder in Paradise.
Whew, it's literally a night boat.
No, completely different
again. Wrong,
come on, come sorry, on. It was, that's like saying Transformers and GoBots were the same thing. Come on, come on.
It's that's, Boat Wolf, Boat Wolf, Wolf Boat, Wolf Boat. But also, it had Hulk Hogan on it, so you know, yeah, it's you know, a way so better show.
Checks off all the boxes.
I think I've watched like two episodes of Thunder in Paradise. Purely by accident.
Because you were waiting to watch WCW?
Yeah, I was waiting to watch Nitro. That's it. I wasn't purposely trying to watch.
That's like saying WCW and WWF was the same thing.
Yeah.
Obviously not. Obviously
it's
not.
Completely different. That's why he's Scott Hall and he's Razor Ramon.
Not the same guy.
Two different dudes.
Two different people. Different
one's dudes. A Cuban accent. One's a slight Cuban accent.
Yes. Oh, no, the other one's Cuban. The other one's Miami, right? Come on. Come on.
This is the most. Like, how are we going to label this episode?
No, dude, that's your job.
That's Harold's job.
Yeah, damn it, it's my job.
I just copied. It's an image of Airwolf with an umlaut on it. And the kid's like, what the hell?
What episode is this? Oh, you'll know.
How does a helicopter have an umlaut on top of it?
The ironic thing is going to be over the L.
That's it. The episode's called Umlaut. That's it. Why is there two dots?
Yeah, well, I hope our followers just ride along with us today. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure nobody's listening.
It's one of those mornings, man. It's wonderful. This is great to be back in the cave.
This is how we
what
celebrate.
Is called again? What is it called again?
Mankwav. The Mankwav.
Okay. I think Lewis has to run a rare errand right now.
A rare errand.
And so we're gonna have to end it over here. If you like this episode, trust me, there's no other episode like this. But if you want to take a look at the other episodes, you can take a look at the2fanboys1casual.podbean.com for all those classic episodes. And yeah. Lewis?
On Facebook, you can find us. Just type in the search bar, Two Fanboys and A Filthy Casual. Add our main page along with our pretty active group page. You know, with a bunch of like-minded fanboys, fangirls, gamers, geeks, and other pop culture enthusiasts. Always look out to for any posts that Harold, myself, or Dennis put up there. Because if you do comment or give us your input, we will, you know, feature you in a future episode. That was our plan initially, but that obviously we went off the rails. But yeah, if you commented on any of our past posts recently, just keep listening. We will definitely bring it up one of these days. You know, canceled shows, you know, things you're looking forward to, that kind of stuff. So yeah, comment.
Yeah, and then on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, we are Two Fanboys, One Casual. As usual, anywhere you find your favorite podcast, we are there as well. And then on twitch.tv/casualfanboygaming.
There you go. For Super Earth.
Super Earth.
For Democracy. Are you still doing Helldivers? You
goddamn right I am.
Two Fanboys, The Filthy Casual. Peace out.
Yeah.
Au revoir.
Umlaut somewhere
like, au revoir.
Au revoir. See, it's hilarious.